What about the phrase, healing your wounded inner child, such as that lecture done by John Bradshaw? Well, you know, the inner child is a wonderful archetype. And the wounded inner child, in my opinion, once again, I think needs to get off on the other side of the river. Okay? That wounded children can turn out to be wounded brats. And I have encountered many wounded inner brats. The wounded child is a very charming little metaphor and a little archetype. And you have to recognize that I think we have a mythology here somehow or other that's contaminating us beyond the need for being contaminated. And that's that we're all entitled to a healthy childhood. And that all of our childhood should have been, could have been, perfect. I don't know where this comes from. Walt Disney, I suspect, and Hallmark. But that's just not the way it is. And somehow we have this idea that life was supposed to be pain-free, perfect, and that we are trying to hold people, systems, and life accountable for the fact that we didn't have perfection. This isn't a planet that has any relationship or rapport with perfection, or haven't you noticed that? So the sooner we dislodge from this ridiculous idea, actually, let me use a different word, from this very immature spiritual perception that life is supposed to be perfect and comfortable, the more realistic will be your rapport with life, and you'll deal with your, quote, wounded inner child appropriately. You will heal it impersonally and rapidly and not give it permission to control you the rest of your life with temper tantrums because you didn't have Donna Reed for a parent. You know?